This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Over a few years, we've talked with a home carpenter named Camille Levasseur. She grew up around her dad's carpentry business, became a professional herself, and then started teaching other women. She built a great business, has done a series of classes, she wrote a book, created a podcast, and now she's helping other business owners. So, as an uplift today, Camille is on the phone. Hi, Camille. Glad to have you back on Insight.
Hey, Beth. Great to be back.
So, you guys. I'm happy to have a bit of your inspiration for all this stay-at-home time we have. How can we use it successfully for projects we might want to complete or businesses we might want to tweak?
Yeah, so I think a really important inspirational point right now is for businesses is to convert instead of canceling appointments, design meetings, all those things you normally would do with your customers. I've been very successful trying to figure out, instead of canceling those things, figure out a way to convert them using platforms like Zoom. I think your last guest just mentioned that. Zoom is a very inexpensive, free platform that you can use to do video conferencing. So for businesses, there's lots of creative ways that you can, instead of canceling all your appointments, figure out creative ways to convert those to online meetings, right? So whether that's, for me, kitchen design, I can do kitchen design via a video, right? And you can still do that. It's a tiny bit awkward in the beginning, but it definitely works. And that also works for like pre-planning for landscape and all kinds of things where you just right. don't think to use these online platforms. The other thing is to really stay connected with your employees. As you know, employees are freaking out. Everybody's worried right now. So building that strength of leadership, I think, is so important right now. So I have many friends, myself included, who are using Zoom to create like virtual barbecues, right? Mm-hmm. So with your employees to keep them amped up and to get through this period. And then the third thing that we're doing for businesses is basically creating little mini courses. Any type of training, anything you do in your regular business, you'd be surprised at how you can make a little course out of that and sell that in the background. So those are sort of the things that I've been doing with businesses specifically.
All right, Camille. Well, you have a great track record. I'm going to post a link to your website for people to see all of what you're doing. And I still love your book, Kitchen Love Story, about designing and remodeling the kitchen of your dreams. So thanks so much for checking in with us.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, I love your coverage.
Oh, well, take care and stay safe.
Okay.
That is Camille Levasseur. We're going to finish with a final uplift today. This is a homecoming being celebrated in Davis. On the phone with us is our once upon a time Grand Princess passenger, Denise Morse. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Beth. It's great to be talking to you from our home. It's been pretty amazing. We were whisked out on Monday night. Well, late Monday afternoon, we got a notice that if you could get a ride home and you didn't have to take a flight, a bus, a train, we could leave. There were only about four buses that would be leaving about 3:30 on Monday evening. So David and I, we were packed and we threw our stuff together and we were out the door. In fact, I was the first one on the bus. I didn't even get my release papers. I took a picture because I realized how hysterical it was. It was this huge bus and no one was on it. So we are home. Our son picked us up and I don't know if springs are always this beautiful, but it is sure gorgeous out here.
All in all, what are you taking from this experience, Denise?
Oh, well, I knew we had good friends and family, but I was so moved by the support and the love that we've been shown. We had our sign on our door. Our neighbors are, they're generous with their time. We've chatted. And I noticed that my husband and I, what we've taken away is that we are finding we need to make time for each other in the morning to just kind of check in, talk about how we're feeling, what our day is going to look like. And I think before we've been together so much. I mean, 4 weeks with your husband in one room or all the time is a lot of time together, and it can make or break you. But I think for us, it's been we've learned that the we find if we're in the same room talking to each other, we can hear each other better.
Okay, I got to go, Denise.
It's simple.
You're happily ever after at home. Thanks for joining us. That's Insight for today.